This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
Margaret, you're on 98FM. How are you, Margaret?
Hi, guys. How are you? Hi,
Margaret, you are terrified of attics.
I have not been in an attic since I was about 7 or 8, I'd say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is there a reason you haven't been in an attic since then?
Yes, there's a fairly stupid reason, but it's still a reason. My babysitter made me go up to the attic to get down the toys that I was looking for to play with, and she locked me up there so she could have alone time with her boyfriend.
Oh, right.
What?
She locked you in the attic?
I went up to the attic and she locked the door from the outside. Up the stairs I went and she turned off the light. We had a light on the landing that lit up the attic. Turned off the light and locked the door behind me. So I was up there for, it was probably about 40 minutes, but it seemed like 3 hours.
And it was so she could have sex with her boyfriend?
Yep.
Worst babysitter ever.
Definitely, yes.
Imagine locking a child in the attic so you can have sex with your boyfriend.
Well, she never babysat again.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. And you poor thing. I mean, I'm listening to you here, and you can even hear it in her voice now, Adrian. 20 years on, and you're still stressed.
Oh, well, I don't blame you.
The thought of even going into an attic makes me cringe.
And you have an attic in your gaff, do you?
I do have an attic. If the other half was, he was away with work 2 years ago when I needed the Christmas decorations down, I got the neighbour in to get them.
Oh, really? You literally couldn't get up into the attic to do it yourself? Well, now I have to say, I don't blame you having that fear after that happening to you as a kid.
And going back to your childhood, did you cry when you were locked in the attic for half an hour?
I put a hole into the ceiling. That's how my mum.
Oh, really? You totally freaked out?
I freaked out and I was jumping on the boards that you have up there, but unfortunately there was a gap and my foot went down and straight through to the back bedroom.
So literally, after being locked in the attic for so long, you hit the roof. She hit the roof.
I hit the ceiling.
Hilarious. Thank you.
And what did you say when your parents got home? Did you tell your parents when they got home that night?
They figured out something was wrong when there was a hole in the roof. And so she begged me not to tell, but I had no choice. I was like,
you had to tell, yeah. Well, like I said, that's an understandable reason to be afraid of being in the attic. That's it's still with you to this day.
It is, yeah.
Enclosed
spaces don't bother me. Dark spaces don't bother me. Nothing like that. It's just attics.
Just freak you out.
So, why didn't you get a house or move into a house that didn't have an attic?
Most houses have attics. Even bungalows have attic space.
A bungalow doesn't have an attic, does it?
Yeah.
It does.
Obviously.
Does it? Really?
Yeah, obviously. Stop being so stupid. Obviously, a bungalow has an attic.
But what doesn't have an attic then? Those houses that have flat...
Apartments don't have attics.
No, you know those houses? There's some of them in Talla.
That have a flat roof.
No,
they're few and far between. So an apartment is really what you need.
Grand, okay. So I could barely afford a house.
Okay, how would you like to go out for a meal for two?
I would love to go out for a meal for two.
Well, there's a lovely restaurant open in Dublin called The Attic. It's beautiful.
You would do that to me as well.
We will give you a meal for two for Rubies, Adrian, won't we?
Yep, we will.
Just to help you over.
Guys.
Rubies in Swords. How would you like a meal for two for that?
I would love that. You're very good.
Hang on a sec. Just one final question. If, for argument's sake, your life depended on having to go up to the attic to get something.
Oh, dear. Maybe not my life, no. Maybe if the kids' lives depended on it, I might push myself, but if my life depends on it, no.
No. Right, no. There you go. But no, I have to say, I don't blame you. And it's...
You see, I think anybody that...
It makes sense why she has that fear.
I think anybody that has a fear of attics, I think there's very little going on upstairs.
Going on upstairs in my attic, I can guarantee you that.
Good luck, Margaret. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks,
I have approximately 4 more attic jokes, if you'd like them.
No.
98FM. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.